on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report, and let's talk about Bobby Sherman. Do people remember Bobby Sherman? He was quite the teen idol back in the day, wasn't he?
Oh, big time, with hits like Easy Come, Easy Go, Julie, 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 Do You Love Me? Wasn't he one of the regulars on the old TV show Shindig?
If
I remember that as well. And on Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, he was super popular back then.
The hit Hey Little Woman, big record.
Hey Little Woman, yep. All the songs that we DJs of the era hated playing every 35 minutes or so over and over and over again. He's lived, kind of a quiet life since then, and is now, unfortunately, living with stage 4 cancer. He was diagnosed recently with a form of stage 4 cancer, and is doing okay with it. He's 81 years old now, which seems hard to believe, but he is taking it one step at a time, as they say.
I'm trying to remember, I guess the early 80s, when I was working at Channel 2, we did a Where Are They Now feature on Bobby Sherman, went out to his house in Southern California, and at the time he was working as a paramedic.
Yeah.
And he had like a model train set in his backyard. He was like a Disneyland freak, and he had this big, huge train set in his house, and it couldn't have been nicer. So hope he'll be doing okay.
Yeah, he was a paramedic. He was a medical training officer. He was a technical reserve police officer in the 1990s. For the LAPD. Later, he became a deputy sheriff with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. Retired in 2010.
Interesting life.
Yeah, remember his age, because this is going to be significant with a couple of other stories that we've got included in the report this morning. So here's somebody, dealing with cancer, but still, active and busy, well into his 80s.
And let's talk about the woman who killed Selena and her parole situation.
Yeah, this is a pretty awful story. As you will remember, one of the first big singers to come out of Mexico to cross over into pop music was Selena Perez. She was killed in 1995 by a woman who worked for her, was very close to her, but was accused of taking money, wound up killing Selena. She was up for parole yesterday, and the parole board in Texas denied the parole, so she remains in jail. The parole board saying that she continues to pose a threat to public safety.
Let's get to some good news. And this is a nice honor for Betty White, isn't it?
Yeah, I like this idea. Although, even though you don't get to lick the back of stamps anymore, I would love...
You miss that, do you?
I miss the idea that I could lick the back of Betty White's head on her new stamp. The adhesive age of stamps has me thrown. Betty died just before her 100th birthday in 2021, but yesterday the United States Postal Service released their forever stamp in honor of Betty White, and she looks adorable in the picture with a polka dot blue top against a violet backdrop with pastel bubbles that symbolize her sparkling personality. The stamp itself honors the life and legacy of actor, TV personality, and animal advocate Betty White. They actually revealed the stamp at the zoo in L.A. Yesterday, which is appropriate.
Careful looking the stamps. You know what happened to George Costanza's fiance.
Oh, now see, yeah, with the envelopes, with the wedding invitation envelopes.
That's right. It wasn't the stamps.
Yeah.
It was the envelopes.
He got a deal on the envelopes. He knew a guy and got the envelopes.
That's right.
Yeah, I do remember that. Sunday, on my Sunday radio show, in honor of Betty White's stampness, we're going to go back for one of our many, many visits with Betty White on the Sunday radio show, Sunday morning radio show.
Let's find out what's on Dean's list of things to do around here this weekend.
Well, let's start off with some music that is going on. And I mentioned, you know, Bobby Sherman's age when we did the story about him a few minutes ago. How
81.
About 80? He was 81 years old. Mm-hmm. But how about if we take a Motown legend who is 85 and put him at the Horseshoe Casino in Gary Saturday night? The legendary Smokey Robinson.
He's great.
Is going to be performing. And he still sounds great.
Yep.
He still looks great. He still moves great. That's going to be an incredible show. On the other hand, we also have Frankie Valli, who is 90.
The other hand?
Well, 91 years old. Uh-huh. He's at two different venues. Smokey is going to be at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. At the Hard Rock Casino in Gary will be Frankie Valli, the original Jersey boy. He's going to be at the Hard Rock in Gary tonight at 6:30. And then at the Genesee in Waukegan on Sunday. He is 91 years old. And there's been a lot of controversy about his performances over the last few years. The guy's 91 years old for, you know.
Yeah. They want him to be like Pink and be on a trapeze.
Well, that would be interesting. But he comes out and he looks so frail. He is clearly lip-syncing. If you look at the tapes.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He's clearly lip-syncing. He just looks like if a strong wind came by, it would blow him down. So I hope this is all by his choice. That he just and this is going to be his final tour, he says. So I hope all of this is his choice to get back there on the stage, because it's a little bit difficult to watch it, honestly. But you know, I saw Sinatra shortly before he passed away, and he wasn't. It wasn't the greatest show ever. He was forgetting lyrics, and you know, he's a little disoriented. But it's the idea of seeing a legend like that, mm-hmm. just you know, seeing them one more time, which was quite special. So there is that value in seeing Frankie Valli tonight, Hard Rock Casino, Gary, Sunday. At the, what did I say, the Genesee in Waukegan.
I just hope when I'm 91 I can make a fist.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. 91.
We're going to be 91 sitting here going, what's going on for the weekend, Dean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Al Stewart is in town this weekend, the guy that sang Year of the Cat and many other songs. He's going to be with singer Livingston Taylor, the Old Town School of Folk Music on Saturday. We've got the Electronic Music Pioneers Kraftwerk at the auditorium tomorrow. Peebo Bryson at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts. We have got the Blind Boys of Alabama at this new venue, Garcia's in Chicago. For theater this weekend, there is this new production that has just opened up called Titanic, which is a spoof of Titanic at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. That's going to be going on until July 13th. La Boheme is over at the Civic Opera House till April 12th. It's the final weekend for Waitress, the musical at the Paramount. That'll close on Sunday. For laughs this weekend, George Wallace, the comedian, is part of this Legends of Comedy night they're doing at the Hard Rock in Gary on Saturday. Michael Yeo is at the Den Theater in Waukegan. And if you're a James Bond fan, the Inventing the World of James Bond exhibit continues until April the 26th. We've got a couple of new movies out this weekend as well. One of them is a new Jason Statham movie, who's pretty much known, you know, for his action movies. Lots of violence, lots of explosions, lots of chasing, lots of I've got a special set of skills and I'll fix everything, you know, kind of thing. Every movie is pretty much the same. So in that sense, this new movie, A Working Man, falls in line. It's pretty much like every Jason Statham movie that you've ever seen in your life. I would like a little more creativity, something a little bit less predictable. But you know what? Sometimes a movie like this, you just want to go in, enjoy your popcorn, and you know, just shut up. So for me, not my cup of tea, but some of you may, you know, this could be exactly what you want to watch. The other theatrical event in movie theaters this weekend is the release of the biblical series, The Chosen. And the way that they are releasing this is they're doing it in theaters. A few new episodes every week leading up until Easter Sunday. It begins this weekend with their fifth season, which is called The Chosen Last Supper, that takes you from Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem to his arrest. The Chosen, just like its four previous seasons, is really well done. It's well written and beautifully performed, really great movie making. And I think the thing about this series that will be in theaters is that they have humanized all the biblical figures in here, and it makes it so much more relatable. I've seen a few of the episodes so far, and it's really well done. So if you're interested in the new season of The Chosen, it's playing at theaters near you starting this weekend.
Message just in here from Frankie Valley for you, Dean. He wants you to return your Four Seasons fan club card ASAP.
Boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I guess I know who doesn't love me.
Yeah, very well done.
Pretty baby.
Look at you, Mr. DJ. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thank you.
See you Monday.